Can I just tell you a story? Last night we did a show, and there was this woman. Her name is Janet. She's a comic. She's my friend, and her son are here. My friend's son is retarded. He has Asperger's, so if he yells stuff out in your set, he's not heckling. He wants to help.
He wants to help. That's retarded.
She didn't say retarded. She meant to challenge. I don't like that. No, it's retarded.
Honestly, that's like everyone in a comedy show. They're all trying to help. Everyone's
but the guy, he reminded me, but he was nice. He'd be so enthusiastic. He'd be like, yeah. Something about whatever.
He's talking to you.
Right. Well, yeah. He
he was on board.
I'm hosting. I said something. He goes, yeah. I work at Red Lobster. And I fucking lost my shit. I'm like, black people, do you know him? He works at Red Lobster. And the fucking crowd starts cracking up.
Oh my God.
And he sounded exactly like, and kind of that whole attitude, like Warren from Something About Mary, Cameron Diaz's retarded brother. Have you seen my baseball? And
mentally challenged.
Frank and Beans.
And one guy gets on late, so he misses the speech from this woman because she told a few of us. And he's like, motherfucker, you retarded? And the mom's like, no, move on, you move on. And me in the back, like, oh my God, fucking, holy shit. He's like, motherfucker, are you retarded? He was an Asian comic, if you can tell by my impression, by the way.
I like it when Asians think they're black.
What was the worst heckle you've ever had? And it could be, and by worst, I mean, not doesn't have to be meanest, but like the worst, like that guy got me, like, oh fuck, he got me good. Whatever.
I never had a good heckle.
No.
I don't really get heckled.
I don't think that women get heckled as much.
Honestly, the worst.
Because everyone's in the bathroom and women are on stage, right?
Well, I've won the best myself up here. Yeah.
Well, because they're just, you know, we're so pretty, like, they can't really concentrate.
I mean, don't say we. Not everyone's as pretty as you are, Tracy.
Thank you. I'm just glad that you recognize that.
I do.
I had another comic go up. I was hosting a show. I brought the comic up, and he was like, give it up for Mo. She should give it up for me. She needs to fuck me. I was like, that's my worst heckle is another fucking
guy. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people that butcher my name. And there was this one guy, I did his show not too long ago. And he was like, Tracy, whatever the fuck her name is. Why is your name so fucking hard? And I was like, oh, cool.
It's not. You just have to read all the letters.
So I guess that's like the worst, but you know, who cares? It was a shitty show. He was a shitty comic, and
care to name names?
Nah, not really.
I love that, by the way. Like, it's like you're the fucking host. Like, if you have one job, it's to know the fucking names.
I mean, listen, I can't say that because when I first hosted shows, like, actually, now I'm a terrible host. I'm a very, very bad
host.
That's
fair.
I tell everyone that, so, and I never remember anyone's credits, and I butcher names as well.
I don't write them down.
I don't have fucking.
You only do one credit per fucking comic.
Yeah, but not only that, like, so what I do when I host, I usually
You should only do one credit. That's what I tell people.
Like, well, I've been on this, and said, listen, asshole, I've got ADD and I've got my own shit to remember. I'm going to get one.
Every time I'm like Food Network, people are like, I'm not saying that.
Yeah. I've done that too.
That means you're not funny. If you're on Food Network.
Somebody was like, it's my first year anniversary in comedy. I'm like, I'm not talking
about that. That's not a real thing either.
Yeah.
But I like to describe someone physically. So
I'll I came to the year show. This next motherfucker looks like Zach Morris coming to this stage.
Yeah, that's what I do. Like,
this blonde girl with the fat ass.
Right. Like, I recently was like, oh, and this next comic is super good back rubs. And he was like, can you not do that anymore? And I'm like, but you give a really good back rub.
Who?
Brian Grossi.
Really?
Yeah, he has a really good back
rub. He looks exactly like Steve Ranazzisi from the League.
I don't know what that means. I'd like to go on the record and say it's a non-sexual back rub. I did take my shirt off, but it wasn't public.
Does he see the picture of your vagina?
He has it. No, it's really not like that. Like, we were just...
So we got farther than he did. Yeah, Sam.
I mean...
And Marcus saw it too. Yeah. You hear that, Crossy? We saw our chooch.
He's great, though. I love Brian. He's hilarious.
I love him, too.
He's very nice. We love you, Brian. Not sexually, though.
All right, nobody's offended. It's good.
We're not going to
say that. Let's move on.
If you're in a safe space, okay, you can unplug your ears now.
Safe space.
Oh, my Lord. Sam Mushman, your worst heckle?
My heckles are ones I set myself up for.
Because you're a straight dick!
Any show, like, especially outside the city, I usually start my set with a little bit of crowd work to open up, so sometimes they'll get responsive, but I was on a show in probably the one area of the world that I would do worse in, which is right in the heart of Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
Oh, man.
And I'm up there, and I decide to, because I just got off of a really good road show in upstate New York the day before, so I was off that energy. No, I'm saying I was just like, at one point... Felt like, okay, you know what? I'm going to ride this energy. I feel good about myself for once, and I go there, and
it
was the worst room to just do anything outside of your material. So I'm going around the room, and just like my crowd work's totally bombing. And I noticed that comic. What's her name? Her sister's on SNL. She's pretty funny too. Emily Lynn. First time I ever met Emily Lynn that
night.
Who's
her sister?
Kate McKinnon.
Yeah. So I never saw Emily before. And all I saw was a girl in the corner of the room with a little red guitar, you know? So I start, like, talking about, like, where she got the guitar from or whatever.
Yeah. You know, like that mom will let anyone finish a story because you have to correct me in 5 seconds.
Yeah. And
it wasn't Toledo. It was Juneau, Alaska, idiot.
And yeah, and the story's like, yeah.
So you got to her and she shit on you, or?
Yeah, I mean, I set myself up for it. She looked at me, she was like, I'm going on after you. It was just like, it was great. And I was like, I totally deserved it. And I was already, my crowd was already bombing.
You didn't ask for your stupidest moment.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, well, that's
Monica Vita with a win.
I do have to say, I've been to shows before where there's no reason that they should know I'm a comic, but then they do crowd work, and you're just like, oh, this is awkward, and you just pretend like, yeah, I'm Sue from Ohio. I'm an accountant. Like, stop talking to me because I want to really, at heart, destroy you.
Yeah, I like to get barked into my own shows, too.
That's fun, yeah. Right?
Isn't that great when you walk down, like, fucking McDougal? Yeah. And, hey, guys, free comedy tonight. I'm like, fuck comedy. You just keep walking.
I've been polite about it. And then they get, like, nasty with me, and I'm just like,
oh. I ask for spots when they do that. I'm like, who's producing tonight? Do you have an extra 5?
Yeah.
Yeah, just ask for a spot, and then they leave you alone real quick.
What? No. Well, can you bark?
I mean, we're going to have this great show. It's going to be at Broadway. I'm producing it. It's going to be a 15-person bringer, and then you can have a spot, and I'll give you a tape for $40, but you have to bark for 5 hours.
Listen, can you stop plagiarizing Andy Engel's playbook, for Christ's sakes?
My favorite was, I went out with a friend of mine in Soho for drinks, and of course she knows I'm a comic, and these two guys, like, you know when you can just feel like they've got the plan of how to come over and talk to the two girls that they want to talk to? So anyhow, they come over and they start chatting us up, and one of the guys is like, yeah, like, I'm a comic, and I was like, doing a show.
Oh, no.
And I look at my friend and I give her that look of like, shut the fuck up, let me handle this, right? Like, don't say anything. I'm like, oh my God, really? You're a comic? That must be so hard. You must be
Canadian, so brave.
She's white.
And he's like, yeah, you know, and he like spent 30 minutes telling me how to be a successful comic. And it was the best fucking laugh my friend and I had. We left there. She's like, you have no idea how hard it was for me to not say anything.
It was an open micro, I'm assuming?
Yeah, of course.
And that person... I can't remember. There's too many names I just want to fire out right now. And that person was Ben Rosenfeld.
No. Like, I have no idea who this dude was. I think he, like, did comedy once.
You should have friended him on Facebook. That's what I would have done. I would have been like, oh,
let me see what's going on. Yeah. How many mutual friends do we have? What?
And then all of a sudden make my profile pic, like, at Caroline's or something like that. You motherfucker. Humble brag.
Oh, I'm doing Caroline's next week. Yay.
What are you doing?
Next Monday. Not this Monday. Next following Monday.
Me too.
Really?
Yes!
Fuck!
I'm doing this Monday and next Monday.
I'm doing not following Monday, and I'm doing Levity Live that Wednesday. Huh?
Oh, shit, what are you doing at Levity?
I'm doing the show there.
I think
you're doing Levity. What else am I doing at Levity?
I don't know. Are you hosting for someone?
Or? I'm doing Dave Sitzky's show.
I think you
there.
Should take me up to Levity so I can network.
You want to come?
Yes. Anyhow, let's not do this now.
Wait, guys, what time are you going to pick up?
What?
What time are you picking her up? Let's get all the details out right on the podcast.
Meet me there at 11:59. No, whatever. Come take the train. We'll go up.
All right. Adorable. What's up? Let's talk about it. We'll see. You know?
What else do we have to cover? Anything else on the agenda today, Monica Vita?
We were going to talk about spring fever, but we had much better conversation topics.
I don't understand. You told me. I was like, what are we going to talk about? He's like, spring fever. What does that mean?
I mean... That was
the palpable spring fever that happens. We don't have to talk about that because
wait, what do you mean? Is that like a sports thing?
No, it's just
you
like
showed us your pussy. We're good, Tracy. We're good.
You're welcome, everyone.
For sure.
Too bad this is a radio show. That's all I have to say.
It doesn't matter.
I mean,
you're a guy's master.
It's a radio show for everyone else, but right now it's a play for me. Because I got to see it and seen.
Everyone else.
I can't think of a better way to go off on that than a nice pussy comment. I think we've circled the globe. We've talked about laser buttholing, right? Yeah. Lasering
and
your butthole.
Eating.
right? Buttholes. Monica's really, still right
around the world.
Yeah,
fucking the buttholes.
Fucking the buttholes, oh, right? Wow. Curving curvature in the dicks. We right. talked about dicks.
And
talked,
lack of.
Right. Check. Tranny love. Tranny love. We covered
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely.
And tranny,
right. And lack of. Right. Monica still hasn't shown us a picture of her pussy yet.
She will.
So.
Oh, she will.
Oh, she will.
Yeah. I'm
not leaving yet. No, I'm not either. So let's go to everyone's favorite part. Tracy Carnazzo, where can we find you?
Tonight I'm going to be...
Nope, don't even bother. Tonight the shit's not going up till at least Monday.
That is going to be every last Thursday of the month. Our first one is the 31st of March. And
give up some more trannies. This Wednesday we'll be at the Velvet Lounge in Williamsburg, trying to get back at that audience as we...
Awesome.
Have,
chasing the fucking whale.
Chasing the whale, baby. This Saturday at Willow Creek Winery with Mark DeMeo and Liz Russo. Ooh. And then...
that sounds fancy.
Yeah, and then on Tuesdays and Fridays in April at Ha Comedy Club in Ridgefield. Not Ridgefield. Ridgewood? Ridge Hill, a couple Tuesdays and Thursdays there in April. Should be fun.
Noted. Monica Vita, where can we find you besides not showing your vagina?
I'm going to be Caroline.
Yeah.
Woo! Oh, discussed. Wait, and I got a road gig for anybody who's listening who happens to be in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Oh, back to Dallas, huh?
Yeah.
Awesome.
We've got our tour, Men All Paws. So I will be there April 21st. At the Improv in Arlington.
Awesome. Your boy...
Where are you going to be, Kevin?
Oh, boy.
No one asks you any questions.
You know, it's because I'm fucking riding this, making sure the ship is off.
Married, so yeah, no one cares.
Oh, stop it. I don't know. I'm doing Caitlin Holland show next Wednesday at, I don't know, in Amsterdam Avenue.
Caitlin?
Caitlin Holland? She asked.
Caitlin Jenner? What?
No, stop it.
Yep.
Steve Martin's podcast on Thursday. I do my taxes next Friday, by the way. I'm having that done. It's that time
Steve.
Of year. Caroline's with Monica Vita.
Ooh.
I love her. The 28th of March, the 30th, Levity Live, as you heard. Friday's April Fool's Day. I took him to my daughter, the doctor, that day.
Ooh.
And then
my birthday's the 4th. Love
April
me.
April 4th? Oh.
Love me. I'm going to be 42 years old.
Oh, my Lord. And then, who cares? April 6th, Pear. April 7th at the Creek. Who fucking cares?
Real things. I mean, I'm going to be at the college that I graduated from on April 1st.
Staten Island University.
Yeah, right. I wish.
Votech? Which Votech school did you go to?
It's New York City College of Technology.
Oh, that's a humble brag, ding! But more importantly, check out, and we're almost done, 98% done, Comics Watching Comics.
Yay!
In fact, I'll show you a first half as soon as I'm done pooping in about 2 minutes, because I've been holding this in for about half an hour. It's been amazing holding it in. Now I completely sympathize you ladies who are
Kevin
pregnant.
Kevin is prairie dogging.
Oh,
right
he
now.
Is,
let's
ever.
Wrap it up.
Comics,
I've been holding some serious gas the whole time.
Dude, you go to your bathroom, go to the bathroom there, I'm going to my bathroom. ComicsWatchingComics.com and at ComicsWatching on Twitter. Subscribe to the newsletter to know when the episodes
yes.
will be released. And we will be filming probably June for episode 3.
Very cool. I'm very pretty.
No, we don't end on Tracy Carnazzo fucking plugging her prettiness. We end on at SafeWordPC on Twitter. And thanks for listening for the Safe Word podcast. And
hey, kittens.
Aloha, Avita Zen, and goodbye.